Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 15, starting in verse 1. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. Chapter 15 is a continuation from what we read over the last few readings in chapter 14. This is the night before the death of Jesus. And the imminence of this event, where he is going to be nailed upon that cross, gives him a sense of urgency that he needs to communicate these things with the disciples. And as we saw in chapter 14, that he wanted to instill a sense of comfort for them despite the turmoil that they were going to experience as he is arrested, tried, and then crucified. Now here we are pointing out that he is getting across to them the need to continue in the things that he has told them, for them to abide in him. And of course, this stands true for us as well, that we need to abide in Jesus. We need the spiritual sustenance that comes through him, and we can only do that when we are attached to him, which is the vine. Just as the leaves and the branches get everything that they need from the trunk and the roots, so we get everything that we need spiritually from Jesus, who is that vine. But likewise, he's also telling them that if they don't bear fruit, in other words, if they don't do what a branch is expected to do, then the branch gets cut off. And once it's cut off, what happens to that branch? Well, it dies quickly. And once it dies, then what's it good for besides kindling a fire? Well, it gets thrown into the fire. So we can draw a couple of conclusions. One is we want to be fruitful. Two is the only way to bear fruit is to abide in Jesus, that is to follow all of his will. And so thus we can be part of the process of growth and giving glory to the Father. He also points out that he no longer calls them servants because he's revealed everything to them. That a servant doesn't know the things that his master plans and is doing, yet he has revealed these things to them and he calls them friends. So a more close relationship that he is describing with them. Make no mistake though, Jesus is communicating to them and to us that we are dependent upon him. We know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father is through him. But the same concept is being taught here in that we can't live at all without being attached to him. That is the vine. We have to have that sustenance that comes there. And so we can't bear fruit on our own. We can only bear fruit when we are tapped in to Jesus. We abide in Jesus. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. We can do nothing to save our souls. We can do nothing to supply our spirit with that which it truly needs unless we have Jesus. there is a popular movement towards what many term just general spirituality in our society today. This idea that spirituality is just, you know, kind of looking to the inner self and finding some feeling of fulfillment, those types of things on their own, that they want to reject what they call organized religion altogether, no matter what religion it is, and they just want to find meaning to life within this spiritual movement. But you're not going to find anything there. That self-exploration that they are undergoing is just thinking in your own head. And when you do that, then all the conclusions that you come to, everything that you do is just based on your own ideas and your own definition of morality and what is right. Jesus says you can do nothing that benefits your soul, your spirit, without Him. He teaches the truth, He provides the sustenance, and by His blood He provides the forgiveness that enables us to have that fellowship relationship with God. There is no source of life that is deep down within us. There is no deep hidden spiritual meaning that we can find by clearing our mind and meditating only on ourselves. The truth is only found through Jesus. And we need to stay connected with Him. We need to stay abiding in Him in order to have that salvation and in order to have life itself. So we need to think about that and what kind of fruit we're truly bringing forth. Are we doing things so that the Father is glorified? And the only way the Father is glorified is by doing His will through Christ Jesus. No other way is it done. We need to consider that we have to yield over ourselves in order to abide in Jesus. That means I have to give up of self, and it means I have to stop going by what I think is right and let God define what's right. Let Him teach us what truly is of spiritual value. I hope that you'll think about these things and pray about these things today. And please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.